The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 622.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Isn't it nice to get to hang out? I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you giving a shout out to the show. Thank you for telling your friends and your business associates. It really makes a difference. Like, really, subscriptions are up. Everything is just rocking. Thanks to you. So I'm wondering, do you feel like you've figured out your business? Like, do you know what your offer is and who your ideal client is and where to get traffic and how to convert and all of that good stuff? Well, we had a listener write in today. And actually, I'm going to read the post because I think it will be easier if you hear the whole thing. So the problem that this person wants to solve is being visible. And here's what she says. Social media is not really my friend, even if I do post occasionally. I guess I need to find out who my ideal client is, although I'm getting closer since offering free workshops online. I'm still not converting, and I need to know how to sell so that I have a sustainable business and scale. I'm a positive prime professional, and I want to incorporate that in my business without diluting my services. Okay, so for starters, for those of you that don't know what positive prime is, I want to give it to you for free. Go check this out at danawild.com/prime. danawild.com/prime. This is kind of like, imagine like a mind movie super tool that reprograms your unconscious mind for abundance. And if you use this link, danawild.com/free, you actually get the Abundance Positive Prime session for free. So this person who's writing also is a Positive Prime professional. And I can empathize with what she's talking about. And so I've got a few points I want to make here, because I think many of us can identify with this feeling of, who am I talking to? What am I offering them? How can I give them a free offer that makes sense, that brings them in so that I convert? How can I give the right free offer to the right person so that I build the business the way I want to? Like, there are a lot of moving parts when it comes to building a business. So the first point I want to make is, this is the problem we're all facing. This is the game we're all playing. And the reality is, being in this sandbox, you know, like I know, that it doesn't do any good to focus on the problem. And it doesn't do any good to tell that story. And it doesn't do any good to perpetuate the quote-unquote reality or the now in front of us. So why? Well, here's the thing. And I know it's not fun when you have to bust yourself because this is what we're all doing here. But the thing is, each and every one of us, we have inside of our brain a reticular activating system. And that reticular activating system, that RAS, that RAS, stands at attention all day, every day, and listens. What are you thinking about? What are you talking about? Because its job is to sift through the mucky muck, sift through all the stimuli, sift through all the information, and look for more of that. It's a matchmaker. It matches what you are thinking about and what you are talking about. And so this is the game we're all playing. The game we're all playing is, I'm facing this reality. How can I change this reality that I don't want without talking about this reality that I don't want? And it can feel like a challenge. You know, when you're looking at a result you don't like, or you're looking at a problem you're trying to fix, it can seem like it's hard to change the story. And it feels hard because we say just what I said there, that it's hard because you feel so stuck. You feel so like, oh my gosh, I want this thing. I want this thing so much. Why don't I have this thing yet? Why is it taking so long? Why don't I have this thing? I can't believe how long it's taking. Why is it taking so long? Right? It feels like you just want to just scream sometimes that it's taking so long to get this thing you want. And the more I talk about it, the more you just want to scream, right? Why is it taking so long? And so that's the game. That's the game we're playing. How do I look at this thing that I want, see that I don't have it, and continue to shift to a story about how it's coming, or how it's shifting, or how it's working out, or how I'm getting what I want? So point number one is we have to own up that this is the game. The game is facing reality and not facing reality, right? The game is finding the pieces of reality we like and focusing only on those pieces. Owning up that we can easily look at the world and look at the situation and see all of the ways we're not measuring up to what we want, or we can look at the world and look at the situation and know that there is good in there and there are pieces where we are successful and face up to those. And so I want to talk about those. So before I do, I want to talk about point number two briefly, because what most of the rest of the world would tell you, and I do this too, I actually do this myself, is you've laid out the problem in front of you. The problem that you're dealing with is you're saying, I don't know who my ideal client is, and I don't know what free offer to give them, and I don't know what free offer makes sense to sell them my services. So most of the world, most of the marketing world is going to tell you, sit down and figure it out, mind map it out, give it your best guess as to who your ideal client is. Who do you want to work with? What age group are they? What gender? What's their life circumstance? What hobbies do they have? What TV shows are they watching? Like, really get to know that person. At what problem do they have that you can solve? And then solve that problem for free. Give them a free offer that will solve that problem. And then that will give them an opportunity to get to know you, to get to learn from you, to consume your other free offers, and eventually they will want more access or a bigger program or whatever your higher end program is, and they will buy. A certain percentage of people will just buy if you get out in the world and solve people's problems for free. So really, like, that's what I'm doing with this podcast. I'm getting on here. People are sending in their problems and I'm saying, here, I'm going to solve it for free. And a certain percentage of those people say, yeah, I want to work closer with Dana, or I want one of her higher end programs, or I want a specific issue that I want to work on, like confidence or stepping into my celebrity or whatever. So there's nothing wrong with being in figure out mode. sitting down with a mind map, getting yourself in the right mindset, relaxing, making it fun. Get some colored crayons to make it really fun when you draw on the paper and just give it your best guess and figure it out. And so point number two I'm trying to make is that all of those marketing experts are telling you to do this. I tell you to do this too. There's nothing wrong with having let's call it a play date with yourself. Having a play date with yourself and just using your good old logic and your intuition and your best guess and mapping out what makes sense and going in with a plan. But that leads me to point number three. Point number three is you can logic out as much as you want and your business can make sense on paper as much as you want. But if you don't get your brain training on board, it just doesn't work. So here's like where I want to say insert C point number one. This is the game we're all playing. How do I look at the current situation, see that it's something I don't want, and talk about it in a way that feels good? How do I look at the current situation, see that it's something I don't want, and talk about it in a way that feels good? How do I train my brain? How do I train my brain to feel more hopeful? How do I train my brain to feel better? Because I'll tell you what, here's why brain training is so important. Because if you are telling the story, and let's just do it together. Let's just play with this a little bit. If you're telling the story, because you've got some good sentences in here. I'm starting to get better at this. Ever since I started offering workshops, I'm getting good at this. I'm starting to see more and more who my ideal client is. I'm moving in this direction. I'm still not converting, but I feel hopeful that's on the horizon. But I can see that it's inevitable that I'm converting. But I can see now that I'm developing offers that my people want. I'm building my audience. I'm getting better at building a sustainable business. I like the idea of scaling this. I like the idea of figuring it out. I'm having fun with this. I'm having fun with the path. I'm building this business more and more, and I can see that with each piece, I'm getting better at this. I'm moving closer to my dreams. I'm moving closer to what I want. I love the fun of figuring it out. I love the mind mapping part. I like the looking at the different pieces. I like that I'm getting more clear. I'm getting more clarity all the time. I'm feeling better about this all the time. I love the direction I'm headed. Things are so good. It feels so good to be moving in this direction. It feels so good to be building my business. It feels so good to be on the path and doing better with this all the time. I love training my brain. I love knowing that the better I feel, the better results I get. I love knowing that when I'm training my brain, I make better decisions and I move in the right direction and things get better and easier for me. And I'm finding my client and I'm building my tribe and it's so fun to do it, right? When you are saying those sentences, and those aren't so far off of believable, like they're easy to say, right? When you are saying those sentences, you're going to make better choices and you're going to make better decisions. And I'll tell you a very quick story of this happening. We had somebody in the Train Your Brain sandbox and she had a Facebook page and she wasn't getting anybody to like it or follow it or track it or whatever. And so she just started training her brain saying, you know, my page is growing. My page is growing by leaps and bounds. My page is growing by leaps and bounds. I'm getting more and more subscribers every day. And you know what happened? She found a post that she created, you know, recreated in her own way, put her own spin on it, and she posted it and it went viral. And her page grew like really like something like 4,000 subscribers in a really short amount of time. But she found that post because she was using a brain that was saying, my page is growing. Her brain was open to new ideas and was looking for all the ideas that her page would be growing. So brain training, you have to train your brain if you want the logic stuff, the figure it out stuff to work. And to speak completely candidly, if you're doing the brain training, you don't even really need all that much logic or figure it out stuff. Because what happens is you are just selling on pure enthusiasm, on pure happiness. You're going like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but it's just working and things are working out for me. So in summary... In summary, here's the thing. I feel you. This is what we're all doing. And I totally understand why it can feel so much like I'm taking so long to get here. Why is this not working out? We all feel that way because we see what we want so much and we want it so much. And so it can never happen fast enough for us. And so you must enjoy the process, whether you're enjoying the process with crayons and a mind map or whether you're enjoying the process with brain training. Ultimately, you must find the feel-good path because that is the only choice. That is the only path. And I'm just going to go straight out and tell you that I am sure that you've got this.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.